Now, this is actually someone who's coming to town for folks. Let's break it down. What's going on?
Okay. The Small Mart Revolution, the subtitle, How Local Businesses Are Beating the Local Economy Competition, by Michael Schumann. I picked this book up from the library, got to page 40, called my business partner and said, we got to bring this guy in. The cover, inside cover of the book, this book was donated by the food co-op, and they're all over this philosophy, as is a lot of people, and we've seen it kind of come and go in town. Let's buy local. Let's support our local independent businesses. Well, he's got the research behind it, and I think we're hearing that more and more in the news daily. A new report came out that 50% of the new jobs are coming from new businesses with 5 employees or less. That's huge. That's huge. So it's time we start, you know, really honoring our local entrepreneurs, which we're doing. It's National Entrepreneurship Week, the week of February 20th, and that's why we're bringing him in, co-sponsoring it with Marquette Food Co-op.
Michael Schumann, again, the name, and how local businesses are beating the global competition. It sounds complicated, but at face value, I'm sure it's probably not quite that complicated.
It's really easy. If you have an opportunity to buy something locally made, that's kind of the first choice. If it's from a local independent business, one of your neighbors, you know, that's second choice. You know, you just kind of work down the scale knowing that out of $100, if you buy locally, $64 are going to stay in our community and be recycled back. If you buy from a non-local independent store, the Small Mart store that he talks about, only about 42 cents is going to stay in our area. And the stat that's not thrown around too much, if you buy over the internet, zero comes back into the community.
Really driving home a very, I hate to say, obvious point.
Right.
But do we really, obviously we do need to be reminded about this.
Well, what's happened is we the big box stores and the non, you know, the local independent businesses, we're seeing that push and shove going on. And what happens is our communities are really built on the backs of the small businesses, and having those folks be here, stay here, raise their kids here, put them in the school systems. They're embedded here. They're in it for the long run.
I think that for a lot of people, the idea of supporting local businesses is probably a very a palatable idea and something that they want to try to do. One of the unfortunate challenges of a large operation versus a small, though, is that buying power that makes that individual item seem like it is a cheaper or a better buy, as opposed to maybe somebody that's selling a very similar item locally. I've got a lot of research into this, but what is the answer to give to somebody that says, well, I've only got $100 to spend and I've got to get X amount of things? You know, I'd love to shop locally and support the local, but theirs is more expensive. What's the answer there?
Well, I'm going to give my answer, not his answer, because I didn't read that part of the book. At first draft, it's like, well, yeah, one, is it apples to apples or is it apples to oranges? And you're absolutely right. Sometimes the small independent businesses can't buy. However, we start banding together. And there are businesses that are starting to do that in the UP where, you know, they're buying along with other stores that are outside the area and doing some group buys. And at the ELOF, we're looking into that. How can we do some group buys and get people connected, do some cross-marketing? The other thing what happens is, you know, it gets easier. You know, if I'm already at the store, I might as well get this and this and this, even though I know I could get it over there. So maybe it's going to take a little extra effort sometimes. It's going to be worth it. Your neighbor's going to stay living next door to you. You're going to have the school taxes. You're going to have all the other wonderful things that come with our community.
Well, it's funny because what used to be competition is now all of a sudden becoming cooperation.
Absolutely.
Because it's not a necessity. I mean, on a grander scale, take a look at what we talked about last week with Marquette General and Bell Hospital. Who would have ever imagined that? Those two coming together to do any work. That's on a grander scale, yeah. I grant you, but yeah, that's a good example of that.
Absolutely, and it's great. You know, we're all in the sandbox together, and we have to play together. So, do I have another minute to talk about something else we're going to do?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get this in. So Michael Schumann is going to be at NMU in the Great Lakes Rooms next Tuesday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. He'll start 6:30. He's going to do a book signing. It's free. And this is the reason why the Marquette Food Co-op and the ELOPT are supporting this is because we want everyone to come and understand and see, and, you know, what's going on and how we can really support. What we're going to do at the end of Schumann's talk is we're going to announce the winner of our Women's Entrepreneurial Challenge, which we are down to some finalists right now and making that decision this week. And that's very exciting. We had 20 applicants. And some great ideas. Some of the, so I'm going to just want to list a couple of the ideas on the businesses that are, you know, in, you know, part of that finalist group. We've got a women's residential design firm, herbal skincare, a horse trail riding business that's going to expand into lots of other fun things, traditional apple orchard and cider mill, a winery, and a brew pub. But it's been difficult to try and make those cuts because we had 20 really, really good ideas and women who are spurred on by this challenge to start thinking about opening a business. And this is what we need to do.